Welcome to another edition of Atlanta Up Close. I'm Jean Ross. Joining us in the studio today, we have Amy Head from Cardio Cool Kids. And this is an organization that has been founded to fight childhood obesity. Amy, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thanks
for coming
in. It's
great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Why did you decide to bring this program together?
I actually created it in 2003 when our daughter, who is about to go to college now, was five and in kindergarten. And we had her in traditional dance, and she didn't really love it. It just was a little too structured and strict for her. And I know some of her friends weren't in dance, and some of them maybe were a little overweight or a little less coordinated. So I talked to the studio owner about maybe bringing in a program that combined fitness, hip-hop, something a little less structured, but still very skills-based. So she said, well, put something together and let's see. And that's kind of how Cardio Cool Kids started. So it was sort of founded out of our experience with our daughter, but then also my background is in mental health and fitness. And so I really love working with children and self-esteem building and things like that. So my hope was to create something that would attract boys, girls, maybe kids that didn't necessarily want to be in a jazz outfit or a tutu, maybe kids that had some body image issues, and just make it more fun and make it more versatile so that hopefully they would hook into something. They would like, if they didn't miss their the hip-hop, maybe they would love the kickboxing or the strength training. So just really a lot of elements to make it fun and exciting for them at a young age.
So give us an overview of what Cardio Cool Kids is all about. You've already mentioned hip-hop dancing, kickboxing. Tell us about the program.
It's set up sort of as a curriculum. We go into the schools or the preschools, daycares, as sort of an after-school enrichment program. And we can run anywhere from about 6 weeks to 15 or 16 weeks. We combine kickboxing, hip-hop, strength training with weights, sports and fitness drills, and health and nutrition journaling. And we do all of those elements every week. So by the end of the program, the kids have a full wealth of information with health and nutrition. They have all their kickboxing skills. They know a full hip-hop routine. They know how to work all the major muscle groups with weights. They actually keep their weights at the end of the program. So it's really a well-rounded curriculum to get the kids informed and excited and doing lots of different fitness and health activities.
Mm-hmm. What schools are you active in right now?
We're in about 12 different locations. Some of them are Cobb County schools. Some of them are private schools in Fulton, Cobb, Atlanta. We're in a preschool. We've been in daycares, churches. And we're right now, we're actually lining up our fall and spring lineup for the school year. So we're still taking, we just acquired a new school in the Roswell area. And so we're still bringing on new locations as we're finishing our lineup. But I'd say we're in about 10 to 12 locations right now. And then we also, about a year ago, expanded into New York. So we have someone running a program there for us as well.
Okay. So do the schools pay for the program or do the students pay for the program?
That's a good question. In the schools, for the after-school programs, for the most part, the parents sign the kids up and pay for it out of their pocket. And then it also usually serves as a fundraiser for the school because we give a percentage of the gross revenues back to the school. So it's really a reinvestment in the school and in the kids. Mm-hmm. Some of our other, we have a couple of community partners that are nonprofit that are grant funded, and they've brought us in as a vendor to provide fitness for their kids. So in that respect, the grant funded program pays us. So it doesn't come out of the parents' pocket or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But it's usually through the parents. The schools don't pay for them. Actually, we kind of pay the schools back a little bit from the money that comes in.
Okay. And so the program is designed to be attractive to children between the ages of 3 and 12.
Yes.
Of course, if I'm looking at a 3-year-old and a 12-year-old, their interests are vastly different.
Yes.
So how do you cater the program to the different age groups?
The preschool kids are usually the 3s to the sometimes the 5-year-olds that aren't in kindergarten yet. So that's its own program. That's separate and different to a degree from the elementary school program. And so we do the same elements. Those kids still learn all the elements of the program, but we just do them in a different way. We don't give them the hand weights. We might give them bean bags instead because their little bodies can't use those big weights. Mm-hmm. So the preschool has its own program. The kindergarten through the 5th grade kids, generally we have them all in one class. And it really works out well because the younger kids look up to the older kids. the older kids have an opportunity to be mentors and sort of assistant helpers for the younger kids. Sometimes the younger kids actually catch on quicker than the older kids and help mentor them. So we've really, over the years, we've never really needed to divide the ages because it just seems to work out well. And it gives the kids, they don't usually see each other during the school day, so it gives them an opportunity to meet kids in other grades as well.
All right. We're talking to Amy Head. She is the founder of Cardio Cool Kids, a wellness program designed to help fight childhood obesity that is operating in how many schools did you say?
We are right now, I say right now because we're still bringing on locations. We're in about 12 locations right now in the general Metro Atlanta area.
Okay. And Amy, you were just a mom at home and trying to come up with ways to keep your own child engaged, and now you're an entrepreneur. How's that?
Yes, I am. That's true. I love it. I've always loved to do many different things. And so I also have another business on the side, which is what I went to school for, so to speak. So, you know, being an entrepreneur and having my hands really in overall health and wellness for children with the Cardio Cool Kids, and then for children and families and adults with my other business as well. So I love it. It's flexible. It's fun. There's really no, you can pretty much invent anything that you feel there's a need for. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't work, you just try something else. So.
Okay. And sitting here talking to you, I see that parents have complained about schools that have ended their physical education programs.
Yes.
They don't have playground time for kids like yes. they used to when we were in school. And so you saw that void and stepped in with your particular program.
Absolutely. And from a sort of a mental health background, the kids need release. They need an opportunity to get some energy out. They need an opportunity to remove themselves from behind the desk and get some fresh air or get some activity. And so, you know, funding and all those issues, I understand cuts have to be made. But the repercussion of that is often the behavior of the child. And then the result of that is often consequences from the teachers or from the administrators towards the child. So it's sort of this vicious cycle. If we don't have opportunities for the kids to get engaged physically and get that physical release, that adrenaline, those endorphins going, then especially the ones that already are a little challenged, maybe with ADD or some hyperactivity, they're going to be even more challenged because they don't have an outlet during the day. And even as adults, we need a little break. We need to get up from the desk and walk around 15 minutes. Right. So you can only imagine you got a room full of 30 kids who haven't had a break and the teacher really hasn't had a break either.
Right.
Whew. So if we can't get it
That's
during the day.
That's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, for everybody.
And then the kids come home and then they still have all that pent up energy. And you sit them in front of a TV or a video game or a computer.
Yes.
And then there you go.
That's exactly
I mean,
right.
I know, you know, when I was growing up, of course, we were skating, we were riding our bikes, we were outside playing dodgeball.
Yes.
We were just always moving.
Yes.
And now it seems to be the biggest challenge to get people to move every day.
It is. And the examples that you were using, which I think we all kind of look back fondly on, so many of those examples took place outside. Mm-hmm. And there's such an issue of safety right now in our community. And I mean, over the last 10, 15 years, the safety issue of, you know, you can't just get on your bike and come home at dinner time now. We're worried and we stay attached through texting. Where are you? Are you okay?
Right.
So the Cardio Cool Kids, the great thing about that is with it happening at the schools or on site, which is why we're mobile, because the kids are already there. The parents already feel safe and secure with where their kids are located. You don't have to worry about any of that issue. The safety issue is gone, but the activity issue is back in the picture, and we can get these kids active, having fun, and re-engaged on that level.
Okay. Now, if we have some parents that are listening right now and they would like to have Cardio Cool Kids at their school, what's that process?
There's a lot of ways to do that. You can go to our website, www.cardiocoolkids.com, and we have some information on there. The best way is to connect us through there, through my email, or we have a Facebook page, Cardio Cool Kids, Inc. You can get on that as well, Instagram, and just let us know who a key player would be. Usually, it's if the school has a foundation, it's usually a representative from the foundation, whoever coordinates the after-school programming, maybe the president of the foundation. Sometimes it's the PTA president, or maybe there's a health and wellness committee in the PTA. It's that person. Sometimes it is the principal, but they'll often delegate it out to mm-hmm. one of these groups anyways. So just a key player in the school, especially if you feel like, you know, your school doesn't really have a lot of opportunities for the kids mm-hmm. after school for fitness and wellness. We have a lot of after school opportunities, but they're not all related to physical activity.
Now, how long are the sessions?
They're an hour a day. Most schools do it one time a week, and it can be anywhere from about 6 to 8 weeks to about 16 weeks. Generally, the schools go 10 to 13 weeks. We usually work on the school semester. So we
just
don't
count, yeah, semester.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So. Okay. How much is the program? How much does it cost?
That varies based on location as well. Like with our community vendors, we have a different fee scale because it's coming through their grant monies and the parents aren't paying for it. For the schools, it usually runs about $12 to $15 per child per week. So, for example, if it's 15, if you have a 10-week program, it's going to be $150 for the child. Now, that includes everything that they keep as well. So that includes their hand set of weights of 3-pound mm-hmm. hand weights. It includes their journals, their T-shirts, their wristbands, their water bottles. Anything we give them is included in that price, and everything we give them is theirs to keep either during or at the end of the program. Like the journals, we keep until the end because we're working on them all through the program.
Okay.
But then they have that wealth of knowledge at the end to take with them.
Okay. If you're just joining us, we're talking to Amy Head, who is the founder of Cardio Cool Kids, a wellness program that is designed to help fight childhood obesity. And Amy, let me ask you, you've been doing the program now for a few years.
Right.
Now, I've read that research says if you perform a particular behavior over a 3-week period, it becomes a part of your behavior.
Right.
Have you seen that to be the case with Cardio Cool Kids? Have you seen a real change in the way kids are looking at their body issues, their activity levels, their whole general idea of wellness?
Yeah, I think one of the best ways that we see that is through parent feedback. Several examples come to mind, but what we find is when the kids are coming into the program, when we're several weeks in, if we forget an element or if they can tell we're almost done, they'll stop us and say, "What about the kickboxing? Or are we going to do journals today? Or what are we talking about today?" So there's a thirst now, a hunger for some of this knowledge and activity. But I had just one example of many. I had a mom send me a message on Facebook. I think it was a year and a half ago, maybe last year. And it was her daughter's birthday. And she put on the Facebook, she said, "I just want to take this picture of my daughter with her birthday cake. She refused to have a cake. She wanted a bowl of fruit. And we had to put the candle in the fruit." So I can send it to you. It's a picture. And if she's listening, she knows what I'm talking about. Of a big bowl of fruit with a candle in the middle. And she said that there's no way she would have ever traded in cake for fruit. But again, we don't really tell kids like what they should or shouldn't eat. Mm-hmm. We just give the information, and that if you are going to eat these kinds of things, maybe cake, cookies, chips, or it's important to have balance with the healthier things and why our body needs that fuel versus mm-hmm. that food. So, and then we have another one. This guy was with us from kindergarten all the way through fifth grade. Now, keeping in mind, parents can choose to sign their kids up, but this boy wanted to be in every single time. So for many semesters, he was with us. And now he's in upper middle school. He's acting. He's dancing. He's doing theatrical things. And the mom constantly messages me back and says, "We credit all his dance moves to the foundation he got with you guys in Cardio Cool Kids through elementary school."
That's
and that
awesome.
Activated his life of performance.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't ever know how it's going to work. We have another student about the same age now, again with me for about 3 or 4 years, who is opening his own DJ business. And again, you know, you get a lot more in addition to the skills we teach. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of self-esteem building, really trying to hook into what motivates you, mm-hmm. what are you passionate about, mm-hmm. and here's how you can do that even more effectively when we're healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some examples.
Okay.
Lifelong, for their young age, lifelong impact at this point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's give your information again.
All right.
If we have any parents that are listening or schools that mm-hmm. may want to have Cardio Cool Kids as part of the services that they provide for their students, how can they contact you?
Thank you. They can go directly to our website, cardiocoolkids.com. We have a lot of pictures, videos, a lot of information on there. My contact information, you can email me at amy@cardiocoolkids.com. The cool is with a K, so just so you know that, instead of a C. And they can message us on Facebook, like our Facebook page. I post things on our Facebook page Monday through Friday. In fact, yesterday we were doing a photo shoot at one of our community partners at Lawrence Street Recreation Center because we're partnering with the Marietta Police Athletic League. So we did a photo shoot and some video out there yesterday, and we got a lot of video up from that from yesterday. So those are the main ways. And really just if you know somebody from your school or your community center that is interested in bringing in a new fresh program, put me in touch and we'll do the rest, because that's really, we've got to reach these kids and we got to get them now.
Okay. And once again, in 12 schools in the Atlanta metro area, and has now branched off to New York. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate you coming in. It's Cardio Cool Kids, and cool with a K. Get in touch with them if you would like to change the mindset of your child as far as wellness and fitness and activity is concerned. They are available to come to your child's school.
Thank you so much.